My Baby Sister by Elda Whiting Brown. Transcribed from the Whiting Tree by Lewin Barry Hunter. Early years. A long time ago, something happened that changed my life when I was 3. My two older sisters, May and Martha, carried me in to see my red-headed baby sister. She was in Ma's arms, which was a shock, as that had always been my place. I screamed and wanted to leave. Before long, this all changed and Min became the most precious thing in my life. I wish I could tell you how she made me feel, and how important she was in my life. Min was such a shy, timid little girl, afraid of everybody and everything. I think all of you who know her today won't believe this, but it's true. She was afraid of everything: a spider, any bug, a baby cat, and a tiny little water snake sent her into orbit. She was easy to tease and could shed tears by the gallons. Our brothers teased both of us, but I was braver and tried to help her, especially if Pa bragged on me. Min was Ma's pet and I was Pa's, so there was no jealousy there. How she worried if Ma was out of sight or any of the rest of the family. We were real different. I've often wondered why we were so close and always together. I liked everything outdoors and was called a tomboy. I'm sure Min has never been called that. Lin and I both liked to ride horses, but Min hated to. If we ever coaxed her to go with us, she came back peeled, or in other words sunburned, and lame, but always glad she had gone. Min's bones. About 1904, when we were in grade school, Lin and I came home from school and no one was home, but Min wasn't old enough for school. We saw quite a few small scraps of fabric near the fireplace. Lin picked up a piece and said, "Look, Elda, here is a piece of Min's new dress." In the small fire in the fireplace were a few old dried meat bones that Ma had burned. Lin plucked a charred bone from the fire and said, "I think this is one of Min's bones and she's all burned up." He got a lot more bones out, laid them by the dress scraps and said, "This is her leg, this is her arm, etc." I was bawling harder every minute. Lin even cried a little. Soon Pa came in, and when he found out why we were crying, he really scolded us, especially Lin. On fire. Min was always such a heedless little girl, and got hurt so much. One day she backed up to the open door of the kitchen stove, and caught her dress and long red braids on fire. She started to run, so I screamed for Ernest, who was home from school sick. He grabbed Min and put out the fire with his hands. Her neck and head were burned some, and her cotton dress burned off her back, but she had a wool slip underneath, which saved her back. Ernest's hands were burned. I thought he was so brave. Christmas dolls. One December, when I was about 8 and Min was 5, the Christmas goods came into our store, which was special for us to watch. There were two beautiful dolls, the best we'd ever seen, and we wanted them, Min the blue and me the red, but Ma made us understand that they were far too expensive. Each day we played like they were ours until one day they were gone. I'm sure you've guessed that on Christmas morning, I got the red and Min got the blue. Mine hung on the wall in the box, and Min's was never out of her arms night or day until the body was in strings and the head was smashed. Min still resented that I wouldn't give her mine. Chicken games. When I was a kid and lived down at the meadows, we had lots of time to play. Lin, Min, and I had our most fun by leading Ma's chickens around by a string. We caught them by tying a piece of bread to a good stout string, and when the chicken swallowed the bread, we could lead them around anywhere. When we decided to let our victims go, we just pulled the bread back up. It was lots of fun. One day, while Ma was gone to town, we tried this trick on a number of hens and roosters. Spying Ma's big prize gobbler, we decided to let him have a turn. He had a hard time swallowing the big chunk of bread we gave him, but finally managed to get it down. When he started off, the fun began. When we tried to lead him, he got mad, so we pulled on the string so we could let him go. We pulled and pulled, but the bread would not come up, so we all took hold together and dragged the turkey around. but the bread wouldn't budge. By this time he was fighting mad, so we let the string go. Hoping to catch the string again and try to free him, we kept chasing him. To get away from us, he flew up on the shed. Knowing he wasn't safe from us even then, he attempted to fly down again, but the string caught and there was Ma's big prize gobbler halfway down the shed hanging head up by his neck. Believe me, we were a bunch of scared kids, and began to yell as loud as we could. It was lucky for us that Pa drove up just then, and hurried to see what the racket was. He soon cut the string, and let the big bird down to the ground, then he cut the string short, and left the bread where it was. That's the last time we ever baited chickens or turkeys. Ernest and Min. Ernest was always good-natured and seldom got mad or cross at us. When we needed things fixed or made, or horses caught and saddled, we always went to him. There was one thing though, he used to tease us unmercifully. You can't imagine the things he could think of, and he always teased Min most, as she was such a skinny little red-headed ball baby. All she had to do was to open her mouth and the tears gushed forth. I could get mad and cry for half an hour and still nary a tear. Anyway, Ernest and all the other brothers teased Min about Willie, until it was awful. She hated him so, and was so miserable all the time, so Pa told the boys that if they ever so much as mentioned Willie's name again to her, he'd whip them hard. We thought that would end it, but no, trust Ernest. He just came up close to Min and didn't say a word, just started humming, "Waltz me around again, Willie." Till this day, I can still hear Min's wail. Visiting Min. Our yearly trips to California each year are so important. Art and Betty would take me, and usually Ernest also. Min and I talk almost through the night. This is important to both of us. When Don was sick so long, I made many trips, and spent lots of time with Min and Don. Art and Ernest paid my way. We still love to visit, talk and remember. Art sees that we visit at least twice a year, which is a lot now that we are old, and crippled and can't travel so much, but we phone and write lots of letters. We are still good friends and always have been. I've felt she needed me and I need her. I'm sure each of our girls will write about their happy experiences when they lived with Min and Dan for years, and still feel a part of her family. Min's family has always been a part of our family. Don and our boys were so close. Roberta paid us an extra special compliment last year. She said, "I hope Adelaide and I can always be as close as you and Min are. I hope what I've written will help some of you to know why Min and I are friends."